Okay, praise the Lord. Yeah, so I haven't had a lot of time to prepare to share, but I wanted to share because of the excitement of having been there, and you know, I didn't want that to dissipate when I shared. So I started writing it out last night. I got home at midnight Friday, and then did two loads of laundry yesterday morning. Pat and I went up to Albany to return my rent-a-car, and then we did some shopping at lunch. We didn't get home till 8 o'clock. So, well, anyway, I started out with you know, blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. So here we are. Oh, surprise! I'm opening the service here, kind of you know, with the message. But I just, it was such a Holy Spirit led trip. And I have every bit of thanksgiving for all of your prayers and your words. And, you know, actually when, I got down there, I was like, not feeling very spirit-filled or any kind of special way. In fact, even before I left, when I went to before the elders, when, you know, with a kind of an outline of what I was going to share, I knew that they wanted me to speak, to, the women in the church and, De La Lima, which is actually, we stayed in, La Porte, something. My mind escapes. Anyway, you know, the message, I mean, I had this outline, I was thinking all these things and what am I going to do and everything. Oh yeah, yeah, it was like maybe 2-3 days right before I left, the message came out, and it was neat that the Lord had given me a message, an outline from the Lord's Prayer, and that was really cool. So, you know, I got down there in Mexico, and Joy and Robin and Max and Allison picked me up, and Max and Allison were just so adorable. They just embraced me. They just loved me right away, even before I gave them their little gifts. You know, they're just so cute. And anyway, Joy said, so yes, we're having a ladies meeting Friday night. So it was really like for you, you know, you're going to speak. I was like, oh, okay, blessed are the flexible. and they said, you know, we'll give you a chance to kind of prepare your, you know, do a little dry run. And so I Friday night, I spoke to the ladies in San Juan, where the church is so beautifully set in the kind of square in San Juan, on the second floor, and it's all open. There's no doors. There's kind of pillars there, and they have speakers, and everybody in the square can hear because we're up there in that church. And anyway, so we got to the meeting, and I felt very comfortable because, you know, it started out with like 6 people by the, by the time I started speaking there, you know, there were about 15 ladies, and they all kind of came when they came. And so anyway, I gave a message, and it was really cool. I had a time where, you know, in part of the Lord's Prayer is to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And something had happened about a week before I went down, that I needed to ask for forgiveness from, a Christian sister. And, I had to, ask for forgiveness for a brother too. And, they both were so incredibly beautiful in their response. You know, actually I didn't know I had, you know, kind of sinned against this person. And, they just were so beautiful. And I shared that with the ladies, and I think that was a very impactful, part of it. So I shared for a good long time, and I asked if they had any prayer requests at the end, and that meeting. Went on for over an hour. Ladies asking for forgiveness of one another, testimonies of how, you know, beings had touched their heart. And isn't it weird? Because it wasn't me. Because I felt rather left out because I don't speak the language. And I had with a friend of mine from Florida said, postpartum prophecy. A little depression. It's like, but then I realized, you know, that it was the Holy Spirit that used me, and this wonderful thing happened to them. The next day we went to Kids Zone, and there were about 30 kids that came up. Joy lives a very, very busy life. She actually, I don't think she had a message prepared. But we just kind of came together, and she interviewed Robin and I. Her message ended up being on friends, and so it was kind of fun. The kids asked us questions and things, and we made up bags for them. We gave them candy and peanuts and different things, and Joy fed them. Somebody brought some refried beans and tacos. They eat a lot of tacos in Mexico. We ate tacos every single day, at least once a day, not twice. And so I really ministered to the children, and they were so good. I have a picture. In the beginning, there were about 10 kids that came early, and we were, you know, setting up and getting things ready. And Joy said, "Go sit down, please, you know. I can't have you running around here." And they went and sat down. So, like, these are really, really obedient little kids. So it was really sweet. And, then on Sunday, Wayne, preached a message in, San Juan. And, he does such a beautiful job. His message was, it was actually like, I felt like it, I wrote down, that it was like a verbal gospel tract, So he talked about making disciples, you know, and thought that was really neat. So during worship time, before he spoke, I don't know the songs. I couldn't necessarily pick them up, but I was, Wayne said, you know, what I do a lot down there is I just pray in the Spirit. And so I was, the Lord gave me this, so I wrote down this whole prayer and things, and again, blessed are the flexible. At the end of the service, Joy said, "Oh, Teresa, you know, this is Teresa." I'm like, "Oh, okay, yeah, hi. And would you like to share something?" So I read to them, and I want to read it to you because it was Holy Spirit led, and it really went along with his message. And so it says, "Stir up the gifts in this body that may sustain and train the body for the glorification of Jesus Christ in San Juan. I am is pouring out his Spirit. I pray, Lord Jesus, to give this body courage to step forward and be willing to fall down, you know, like a baby." And there's baby being dedicated there, Salvador, today. And a lot of the elders from the other church are coming in. And, it says, a baby learning to walk. It's part of learning. You know, I said to them, if Salvador just got up and walked, that'd be a miracle. But he hadn't really learned anything. And it's part of the plan of learning. If you begin to walk, all of a sudden, you haven't learned anything. And yet, learned he obedience through the things that he suffered. I you know, read to them Hebrews 5:8, and I said, don't be discouraged, as he has not, has he not said, I will perfect those things which concern you. And that's in Psalm 138:8. So that was like, oh, awesome that the Holy Spirit had given me that to share with the people. Sunday night we went to, La Panita, to Manuel and Rosa's house, which was, I just love them so much. I just feel very close to them. And they took me down to the beach, that night, because I had to see the beach. and we walked around. That was really nice. And, we spent a lot of time, Wayne and Robin and I, going to different people's houses. Their main meal is at 2 o'clock. And, we met a lot of wonderful people and just, great, brothers and sisters in the Lord. And, so that's what we mostly did during the day, or every day, visiting with people. And we went down to Oscar's, that's Rosa's son. He has a, restaurant, and, we had, you know, they blessed us with breakfast every single morning, and I got to go down to the beach, which was, you know, about 2 blocks away. So, did that. So Tuesday night, you know, I'm gonna speak to the ladies in La Panita, but don't forget, we have to be flexible. And there was going to be a baby shower after that. And there will be people there that are not saved. So my message, that I gave on Friday night, that was really a blessing to, the ladies there in San Juan. I really had to change a little bit for, the unsaved people. And so, the Lord gave me a message, that included, and another thing too about Mexicans, a lot of the Mexicans come from a Catholic background, or, you know, are Catholics. Some of the people that go there that, you know, still, you know, partake in that. So they knew the Lord's Prayer, and that blessed their hearts when I spoke of that. But then, Tuesday night, the Lord had me include the Ten Commandments. And I had been watching this guy, Ray Comfort. He's a beautiful brother. And he gives a message of salvation to people on the street, a lot of them Catholic. And he said, I don't have my notes from, that message, but, you know, I brought out, you know, do not commit adultery. And do not steal. Do not take the Lord's name in vain. And there was one other one. But, so I said, you know, if you slept with your boyfriend or have done that, out of wedlock, you're adulterous. If you've stolen something, you're a thief. If you've taken the Lord's name in vain, you're blasphemous. And I forget what the other one was. But, so I said, you know, you could basically call yourself an adulterous, blaspheming thief. What do you do? And the Lord brought me to, 2 Peter 10, where, but we have an advocate with the Father. And I talked to them about the judge, and that, Jesus came and he paid the price for us, and, we don't have to go to jail. And, what I did then was, I had everybody stand and led them in the sinner's prayer. So that was really good. And, so that was, you know, a wonderful time of fun with the baby shower and the young girl that, you know, I did say, I don't mean to offend anybody here, but I don't want to offend the Lord most of all. So this is why I gave that message. And the young girl that was the baby shower for, I think she was 16 or 17, and she was on a bed mother. But they blessed her with a beautiful baby shower, and, you know, I blessed her with some words because she really does want to know the Lord now, and she's really just a very sweet girl. And I just was so blessed with just beautiful brothers and sisters that that embraced me, and I embraced them. And the way that it was, you know, just Holy Spirit led all the way, it was because of your prayers, and I want to thank you for that. And then Wednesday night, Wayne gave a fantastic message, one that he'd shared with us, Jacob and Esau, and he had done them separately here, but he combined them, and it really blessed me. Like, oh yeah, okay, should have got that the first time. But anyway, we just had a wonderful time. So we went back to San Juan on Thursday, and the wrap up of the time there, I went down to share on intercession, and Joy and this other girl, Lucia, decided they were going to pray at 5:30 in the morning. And so at 5:30 in the morning, Friday morning, Lucia came over. Well, she was a little late, but Robin, Joy, and I and Lucia prayed for an hour, and it was just a beautiful way to, you know, wrap it up. And, I was a little concerned about the flying. I ended up having them drop me off at the airport probably at least. I always had about an hour and a half before I was to take off. And this couple sat down next to me. And I started, telling them, you know, why they were very friendly, and why I was in Mexico, and they had to buy me lunch. they just insisted. And the husband and wife, you know, she was going, coming back, he was going, coming back, but the husband really was very tender towards the Lord. In fact, he comes from a background from the Lord. And he's done worship in services with song. His brother plays the drums, and his other brother is a pastor in the Bronx. And he used to be a New York City detective. And anyway, his mother had died a month prior, and I told them that my dad had just died, and I don't have a lot of tolerance for people who don't admit to the fact that there is beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And he didn't really say anything at that point. And then his wife came back, we were talking, and all of a sudden, he just started weeping, tears just rolling out of his eyes. And they kept saying to me a couple of times even before that, you know, you are here because the Lord said you are here. And the man had not grieved for his mother. His wife said he needed to do that. He hasn't done it since she died. So God just continues to move. And it's just, I just encourage anybody who, you know, it had to have been the Lord's timing for me to go. And it was just the Lord's timing that, you know, you all prayed for me. And I have to say, this is just so powerful. I'm a little tired today, finally caught up with me a little bit. But Pat and I went to lunch yesterday, and I'm sitting there waiting to be seated. And there's a couple of, there were like four people there. Two guys look like a daughter and a mother, And this daughter is like, I write about the choir and the church. Just the boldness of the Holy Spirit. I said, oh, and what is church about? It's about Jesus. They turned around and they worshiped God. I said, we're here to worship him. And it was just so cool that God would continue to use that evangelism, that Holy Spirit in us to be that light. Hallelujah. To be that light, we can. And we live and move and have our being in him. And I'm just so grateful and thankful for you all to have me go to Mexico. It was just a great trip. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.